We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
926 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. So we're going to get you the updated poll results and what the people had to say tonight about the Eagles. Will they be a good football team? And do you trust the Phillies to play well as the schedule truly loosens up here? I mean, the Diamondbacks are wretched. The Padres series this weekend will be difficult. They have like five tough games sandwiched in, but the rest after that, for a good portion, is not very difficult. I mean, they have a lot of winnable games, a lot of Diamondbacks, and then you get to the next month and there's Rockies at home and there's Orioles and there's Marlins. Like, there's just the dreck of the league on this schedule. And if the Phillies could take care of business, there's no reason not right there at the end of the season, but the Braves are playing well. So we'll get to the poll results in a couple minutes here, and we'll go back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. But America's fastest-growing segment is called Tucker's Take. It debuted a couple years ago.
Just on hiatus for 23 months.
And it's back. I felt like tonight was the night. You know, you ever feeling sometimes like a pitcher will come out of nowhere and just throw a pitch he hasn't thrown in a while? I felt like tonight was the night, because Tucker actually texted me a take of his over the weekend. I was like, oh, we have to do Tucker's take on this. Because
I feel like you're just afraid to endorse the take, so that's how it ended up with this.
No. I just, see, here's the way I wanted to do it. I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting. But, like, it didn't seem to fit the beginning of the show. So I didn't want to, like, sneak it in at, like, hey, we're talking about the Eagles at 6 o'clock. This is what I think. And then also this should happen. Like, just, it kind of doesn't fit. So I thought, let's give it its own thing. I will make sure to tweet out the audio. I'm sure Twitter will handle it well. But the floor is yours, Tucker's take. Was this yesterday you sent it to me or Saturday?
I think I sent it to you yesterday, kind of out of the blue
Did you wake up thinking about this? Like, where did it come from?
So I remember, I drove back from the beach yesterday afternoon. I parked my car and I was walking to my girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. I think it just stumbled upon me as I was walking down Market Street here as we were thinking about this Eagles offense. And I didn't come to this conclusion at first. And I don't want people to be upset with me. I don't want people to think I'm just hating someone who went to a rival college to mine. But Joe, based on what we saw last year and based on what we're seeing from training camp, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to trading Miles Sanders.
I like it.
And I look at kind of his career and what he does, and I look at these other guys in the backfield, right? And obviously you're going to be doing a lot of projecting with Kenny Gainwell, because outside of him racking up 200 all-purpose yards against Temple in 2019, we haven't really seen a whole lot of him. So I don't necessarily know if he can take the reins immediately, but I look at everyone in the backfield, and Boston Scott's a better receiver. Boston Scott is more reliable pass blocker. Jordan Howard stays healthy. Jordan Howard's a reliable kind of bell cow back, the last of a dying breed, really, who I think in this offense isn't necessarily the feature guy, but he could, if someone's hurt, take down 15 to 20 touches if necessary. And I kind of look at what Miles Sanders is, and he isn't as good of a receiver as Boston Scott or Kenny Gainwell. He isn't as good of a blocker as Jordan Howard. We saw Jordan Howard blow up a Steelers linebacker on Thursday night. And I get it. He's explosive. He has a long run, but he's not reliable. He doesn't stay healthy. We had a caller a couple hours ago say it was Doug Peterson's fault that he only got 150-some carries. Whose fault it was Miles Sanders for only being able to play in 13 games last year. It was Miles Sanders for in games where he got 20 touches or more, they lost, right? Like, his most touches, I think, were the Los Angeles Rams game they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And he maybe the Ravens game as well.
He fumbled in the Rams game.
And he had four fumbles last year, too. And we talk about an offense that's going to use a lot of running backs as receivers. You saw it last year in Indianapolis using guys like Jonathan Taylor, and they're going to have Marlon Mack next year. But I look at what Miles Sanders does. You know, he had the third lowest quarterback rating when targeted last year.
Not shocking.
Albeit it was higher than John Hightower, who was last in the
league.
Well,
yeah, I mean, part of that is the quarterback.
He had seven drops on 50 targets last year. He had the highest drop rate of any receiver in the NFL.
That's a remarkable amount of drops. Remarkable.
Which is remarkable. Like, I understand people were upset with the quarterback play last year, and that's a very obvious gripe. But he's also, his average depth of target was -1 yards. Like, he's behind the line of scrimmage on most of these plays. And I look at what he is now, and I don't necessarily think he's a bell cow back. He's not a guy that you can rely on third downs to be a pass catcher or a blocker out of the backfield. And I wonder if this team would be better off with a veteran wide receiver, maybe another cornerback, maybe draft picks for down the line. I don't know what you could get, maybe a third-round pick. Because Miles Sanders is only here for two more years, right?
I would take a third-round pick.
Right? Like, you have him this year and you have him next year, and then he's going to want big money, and I don't think he's necessarily worth that. I don't think he will be worth that. I don't think running backs in general are worth that kind of money. And I wonder if he would be better off in a situation where he can be on a contender as the second back on that team, and the Eagles can find something that fits their roster more correctly. Because I think the trio of Gainwell, Scott, Howard, maybe Kerryon Johnson, who's dealing with an injury right now, but those three to four guys can be just as, not as explosive, but just as competent, just as capable, just as successful as Miles Sanders being on this team.
You know what team he would fit really well? The Buffalo Bills. Who's their backs? Singletary?
Yeah, they have Devin Singletary. He's a little guy.
Yeah, they don't have much, right? Like, they're a team that passes more. They're gonna run.
I think Josh Allen may have been their leading rusher last year.
Yeah, he'd fit there. That and I think they're the type of team that probably feels they're one piece away. Like, they're really close. They could win the Super Bowl. They might trade a two or a three for him. I think the idea makes a lot of sense. I thought his last year was really disappointing. I think Tucker's crazier. It's funny. I'm looking at my text message yesterday. So this was brewing in your head at around noon, because Tucker texted me about Sanders' ranking on fantasy football. And then I wasn't near my phone, and I didn't even look at it. And then I responded like 7 hours later. And then he went on his tangent about how they should trade him. Like, this was percolating in your head, it seemed like, all afternoon.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not something that would necessarily be popular. And it's not something that I think would make them a better team now. Because I respect that Miles Sanders is a dynamic talent, right? He had three or four runs over 50 yards a year ago. And when he is in the open field, he's dangerous. But quite honestly, if you're not going to catch the football, it's hard to get him the ball downfield, right? It takes a lot to do that. And he's not necessarily a guy. Something I always hate is when you hear, well, just give him the ball more and eventually he'll break one. It's not necessarily true. Like, Miles Sanders has never had a run longer than, I think, 12 yards after the third quarter.
Yeah, there's
Miles Sanders in the fourth quarter, Miles Sanders after his 10th carry in a game, is not a good running back. And not only that, Miles Sanders isn't capable of holding up to that kind of punishment and that kind of abuse. So I've never been a fan. I thought he was great a rookie year. I should say that. I thought he was an incredible player his rookie season.
Me too.
I thought his ability, especially as a receiver, really flourished that year. And last year, he took a huge step back. And who knows? Maybe he does become that guy again. And this is silly. But I also look at him, and I think Brandon Lee Gowton has him as four or five drops after he had another drop today in practice.
A lot.
He doesn't seem like a guy who's necessarily gotten better over last year. Running backs have a short shelf life. And quite honestly, I think his value right now is as high as it's ever going to be.
Well, that's it. This is kind of a make or break for the whole relationship between the Eagles and Miles Sanders. He has a great year. They might consider re-signing him. He has a bad year or another year like last year, it's over. There's no way he's got another contract here. And I agree that the value's there now. 215-592-9494. Tucker's take is the Eagles should consider trading Miles Sanders. I agree with him. Now, I think I said something similar around March. The time to do this was obviously in the offseason, right before the draft and all that, before teams set their rosters. It's very unlikely it happens now, but it's not a crazy take.
And teams are more open to midseason trades than ever before.
Well, that's
right?
True.
We saw it at the trade deadline, and if there is a team like Buffalo or even Kansas City who are desperate for running back help around week 7 or week 8, I assume the trade deadline's still week 8 with the long elongated schedule.
I think it might be 9. I think it's, or maybe it's 8. It's like, I saw the date. It's like November 4th. First week of November, whatever that is.
They may be week 9, though.
Okay.
But, like, if a team around then needs running back help, and they're willing to part with a mid-round pick, and the Eagles aren't necessarily a contender, which I don't think we expect them to be, I would pull the trigger. I really would.
Yeah, and then you know what? Like, I just said Buffalo because we know they're good. But you know what's going to happen? Like, think about the year the Eagles traded for Jay Ajayi, right? Was he in a similar spot to Sanders? I think Jay Ajayi had a year and a half left on his deal.
Yeah, remember Adam Gase was running out all the problem people in
He was the problem person.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi was the problem.
Yeah, but the idea was, like, before that season started, if you were listening to a show down in Miami and they were talking about Jay Ajayi maybe being traded mid-year, you know who they never would have said? The Eagles, because no one thought the Eagles would be a Super Bowl contender.
So and he was a Pro Bowler that year, too.
We don't even know who, like, this could happen, and by October 31st, there's a team that you and I are not thinking now is going to be any good, and they might be off to an 8-1 start, and they're like, we need a running back. We can go win the Super Bowl this year. There you go. And I get my guy Kenny Gainwell. Is he Kenny Gainwell? Is he Kenneth? Is he Ken?
He was Kenny Gainwell in college, and then all of a sudden at the combine and pre-draft workouts, he became Kenneth Gainwell. But I think Kenny Gainwell is what he should be.
Yeah, I think Kenny will have a lot of success. I think Kenneth can be fine. Ken Gainwell is a baseball pitcher. He can't succeed as a running back.
And not a good baseball pitcher.
No.
He's like the fourth starter on like a 75-win team.
Yeah, if he's Ken Gainwell, it's over. The Eagles just cut him out. 215-592-9494 to hop in. A lot we touched on tonight, and Tucker's take tonight is the Eagles should consider trading Miles Sanders. Let's talk to Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. I would never trade Dan, ever. Dan, what's up tonight?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? I want to talk about the umpires.
Yeah.
And I got a quick softball story, but it'll tie into baseball.
Okay.
Now, what's the only thing worse than a crummy umpire?
A warm beer.
No. A crummy umpire with a short fuse.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. You're right on that.
I played the outfield for about 7 years or so, and I pitched for like 15 years or so. I only got through out of one game in 15 years. I got through out on one pitch. Now, the catcher we used to have, he used to sweep up behind the plate after you were done warming up. And the umpires liked it because you could see right where the ball landed, whether how deep it was, in or out. So this guy was my buddy. We were playing Swamp Poodle, the leadoff hitter, the center fielder, Jack. Me and him used to always rib, but he's up at bat. So I throw the first pitch, and it lands right behind the plate. And I just assume he calls it a strike, but I don't know. But I like to work fast so you keep your infield on their toes. So the catcher has the ball, but he's not throwing it back. Waiting on my mic. What's going on? What are they waiting? So Jack's smiling and he's waving me in. So I come in. So the umpire and the catcher are arguing. So I says, what the heck is going on in here? And the catcher says he called that a ball. So I look and you could see there's a mark like 2 inches behind the point of the plate. It was right down the middle. So I says, it's a word you were using earlier. I said to the umpire, I said, what was wrong with that pitch? He says, it hit the plate. I said, well, I threw one pitch. I said, well, what's that mark behind the plate there? He says, that ain't it. I said, well, where'd it come from? I threw one pitch. So I said to him, we're done arguing. I said to the catcher, give me the ball and I'm ready to walk away. And jokingly, I said to the umpire, are you crazy? And he goes, that's it. You're out of the game. So now the manager starts arguing with him. He throws the manager out. So then we're both out. He makes us get outside the playground. So the next pitcher's warming up. So Mike smooths out the thing again. And he tells the umpire, now look, they're smooth. There's nothing there. So if the next pitch comes, you know what it is? He throws him out. I got three people thrown out of one pitch. But now when it comes down to the major league, it's the craziest thing. The manager's going, nice going. So when it comes to the major leagues, you can't have your star players arguing with the umpires. Like, you know, if an umpire is bad, you just got to do what you got to do. Let the manager and let the coaches argue with them. Because if they get thrown out, it don't hurt the team. You can't have your star players fighting with the umpire. It's only going to come back to bite you.
I agree. It's not going to end well, and it is frustrating, but they got to have more composure. And here's the thing, Dan. Like, don't let the umpires decide the game. You know, the umpires aren't making base running mistakes. The umpires aren't giving up home runs. Like, you can get overcome it.
The problem with you got, like I said, you get a good pitch to hit, you got to hit it, and it takes them out of the game. But the only thing I don't like about these umpires, when they're really bad, nobody holds them accountable. And,
well, that's why we're here. We're here to hold them accountable on WIP.
Thanks, Joe. See you
anytime, Dan. Appreciate that. That's a good story by Dan. I mean, listen, he's had a deal with bad umpires. He gets how it is.
I mean, anyone who's ever played baseball or softball or anything have, right?
Yeah. So, like, what annoys me, I know there's a lot of discussion today, and I get it. Yesterday, the umpire was bad. There was the one account that kind of tracks missed calls by umpires, and someone had the home plate umpire yesterday, and this was both sides, not just against the Phillies, but had the umpire down for 21 missed pitches yesterday. That's a lot. That's a bad umpire job yesterday in the Reds-Phillies game. But you know what? Like, the Phillies have to learn how to overcome things, like errors they make on defense. Just because an error happens, doesn't have to become a 5-run inning after. There's no rule. It's like the Steve Bartman thing. Like, I get it. Like, that was a bad moment for the Cubs. Then it may have cost them a World Series. But, like, no one told the pitcher to give up 6 runs after that. That was on the team. Like, the Phillies can overcome a bad call. Like, the bad call yesterday and the home run 2 batters later. Like, who gave up the home run? Connor Brogdon, the Phillies, or the umpire?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way. I think Zach Wheeler started a few nights ago.
Right.
The first baseman made an error, and everyone seemed to blame him for this issue. But Zach Wheeler hit the next batter and then gave up a 3-run home run. And as far as I'm concerned, that first baseman, who I forget who it was.
He shall remain nameless. He's only a hitter, not a fielder.
But you're right, and I think it shows the Phillies are merely a mediocre team, because when you are good, like, over 162 games, bad things do happen to you.
Of course.
Right? You see it a lot, and you even see it in football, too. But when bad things happen to you and you're a good team, you tend to minimalize the damage. And bad teams tend to focus on that, right? And you tend to be able to come up with those excuses and those issues with bad luck. But the truth is, everyone has bad luck. You're just not good enough to overcome it. And I think that's where the Phillies are right now.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a part of it. Like, there's an ability to play clean baseball. And I would imagine if you look at the teams that give up the least walks, have the least errors, allow the least extra bases on defense, like, they're probably pretty good. There's something to not losing a game rather than actually winning it. It's almost like that in any sport. It's almost like if you look at turnovers in football, in baseball, it's probably errors, walks allowed. You know, there's probably 3 or 4 or 5 categories. Like, you're giving away something, errors. Those teams probably win a lot, but, like, you're also allowed to win a game if you commit an error. Like, it doesn't have to be the end of the world. And the Phillies have to get over things like this, because this is not going to be easy. They haven't built a team that makes it very easy. They don't have a defense that's very good. And some nights, the pitcher is going to just – there's going to be bad calls. Like, the umpires are bad sometimes. But the one thing I could say from yesterday, I didn't think that was a anti-Phillies strike zone. Like, that was just a bad – like, it was an ump show yesterday, and he was awful. I mean, it's just like every other pitch was like, really? Though my favorite part is when the Phillies, especially when they're at home, when Scott and L.A. are on the call together. Man, there's nothing better than L.A. when the umpire is bad. Like, he just will let them have it, and, I mean, it will be relentless at the umpire. And Scott, too. I mean, even yesterday, Scott was like, that pitch is right over the plate. Like, some of those pitches in the 8th inning were right over the plate, called balls. It's hard to be that bad as an umpire. Yesterday we saw it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It might have been the worst umpired game of the season. Like, that's – and, like, we've seen them, right? There's every once in a while there's a game where it's like there's every call is just – this is not great. But, like, yesterday was probably the worst one we've seen all year.
Yeah, every once in a while you see one where you almost are in shock. Like, you can't believe what you're seeing.
Okay.
And that's what yesterday was.
Yeah, yesterday was rough. 215-592-9494. Let's check in on our polls. Who we got coming up at 10? Is that a Monday Night Hang?
Yeah, with Jody Mack. He's going to have Larry Brown on.
The Larry Brown?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame coach.
What time is Larry Brown going to show up?
I haven't been told yet.
Okay. But LB's going to be on the show?
Yes.
I'm excited for that. Maybe can if possible, maybe Larry can call in early. I want to listen on my ride home. I mean, it's not selfish of me, but I know I can listen on the rewind tomorrow. I get it. It's all kind of on demand. But if Larry Brown's up for it, I would like it to be within the first 50 minutes of the show.
I'm sure Larry Brown would also appreciate that.
You can go to sleep. You know, I'll come on earlier rather than later. Actually, schedule him for 1 a.m. That's when Larry Brown. Where do you think Larry Brown lives these days? We know?
He just got a job as an assistant somewhere, didn't he?
Again?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't doubt that you're right. It's just like, is Larry ever going to just take some time off?
Remember why he got fired from SMU's? Because he refused like a 3-year contract extension? Because he wanted 5? At like the age of 72, you wanted a 5-year contract?
I mean, he's a prideful guy. So he is an assistant coach with the Memphis Tigers. Is that
the fighting Penny Hardaways?
So he's Penny Hardaway's assistant coach, like Mad Libs for basketball.
Yes.
Imagine if, like, in the year 1999, I came up to you like, listen, see that guard got the knee issues? He was good a couple years ago. Penny, 25 years from now, he's coaching college. This coach, who's like, how old was Larry Brown? Who's 60? Larry Brown's his assistant coach. Yeah, Larry Brown is 80 years old. Good for him.
You know, I'm pretty sure his longest 10-year job was with the Sixers, despite coaching at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 15 stops in the last 45 years, 55 years.
His list of places he's worked, it's a remarkably eclectic list.
Like he was with the Sixers for, I think, 5 seasons and nowhere else more than 3 or 4.
I mean, he jumps from college to the Carolina Cougars to the Clippers, obviously here, the Pistons, the Bobcats. Now he's an assistant at Memphis, SMU. Incredible. I mean, the guy's he's all basketball. I mean, Larry Brown is... like, he's a basketball lifer. Good for him. It's kind of like the Larry Boa. Larry Boa-ish. Like, they remind me of each other. Like, they're just around.
Yeah, only Larry Brown was coaching at around the same time Larry Boa got called up.
I know. Well, it's pretty... Yeah, you're right. When did he start as a coach? Larry Boa...
72.
72.
I mean, that's 49 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Do you think he's hanging on for 50 years as a coach?
That might be it. That's a pretty cool number. So, here's a pretty remarkable nugget about Larry Brown, and I'm excited to hear him with Jody coming on during the show. So Larry Brown, so this next basketball season will bleed into the year 2022, right? It's 2021. We get to January, college basketball season. It'll be the year 2022. Larry Brown was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2002. He's going to be coaching 20 years past his induction in the Hall of Fame. Like, to me, the Hall of Fame is a place, that's it. Like, you're done. You did it. You reached
the peak. It's the exclamation point on your career.
No, with just 20 more exclamation points. We're just going to keep going. Like, could you imagine, like, making the Hall of Fame or, you know, whatever. Whatever the highest, if there's a pinnacle of your profession, like, you've been honored as the pinnacle of your profession, there's no higher. And then just continuing on for 20 more years at the same profession. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, the only one that's kind of similar is Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
Because he got inducted, I think, in 2014 or so.
But he took time off. At least
but he was done, right? Like, yeah. He just came back this year. So he took 7 years off after that.
Is this the year of the old guy in sports? Is that where like Tom Brady won the Super Bowl? La Russa's got one of the best teams in baseball. Larry Brown's still going.
I hope Tony La Russa does win something. Like, everyone was laughing at the White Sox for the first 2 months of the season.
It'd be great if he won the World Series.
And they're running away with that division.
It'd be hilarious if he won the World Series. Like, everyone was like, oh, there's no way this works. And then the whole your men Mercedes thing happened when he told him not to swing, and he swung, and he got in trouble or whatever. And everyone was
Has he started playing baseball again, or is he actually done?
No, he quit on Instagram, but then I think he said that wasn't true. So I think he's a Triple A. After that, he hit, like, you know, he hit, like, 100 for 2 months. Speaking of... newsworthy baseball things. One thing we didn't talk about, we'll pass along right now. The Dodgers have placed Cole Hamels on the 60-day disabled list. He had arm discomfort. He was trying to throw 2 innings in a simulated game. It ended up being 1. He's hurt. It's his season is over. The Dodgers owe him $1 million. That's not bad for Cole. Like, he kind of came back, got $1 million. He's not going to pitch. His season's over. I think his career's over.
I don't think anybody else this year got $1 million per inning. Like, even Garrett Cole has to work like 5 or 6 innings to get $1 million.
So that would be what? This is.
Does anyone give him another chance? I think this has to be it.
It's basically 3 years now, right? He's pitched 1 game in 3 years?
Yeah, he struggled at the end of 2019 last year, I think. Made 1 game and pitched 2 2/3 and couldn't do it.
Nothing this year.
And nothing this year. So, and this is a guy who I thought 3 years ago, if he had 2 healthy years, he's probably on his way to the Hall of Fame. He's only about 400 strikeouts shy of 3,000, but... doesn't look good now.
Yeah, you know, I always wonder this. Like, obviously, Cole Hamels was never a very hard thrower. It wasn't like he was a guy who's going to blow his arm out like a Noah Syndergaard. I always just wonder if every arm only has so many pitches in it. I thought about this when Roy Halladay, remember when it all fell apart at the spring training of 2012? Like, he wasn't that old. Roy Halladay wasn't throwing 98. Like, he figured his elbow was going to blow up. I just wondered, like, all right, he's out. Like, maybe with Cole Hamels, he pitched for so long, so many innings. Maybe his arm's just out of innings now.
You see who replaced him on the Dodgers roster?
Neftali Feliz.
Another former Philly.
How about that? The Dodgers, the best team in baseball, just keep collecting Phillies castoffs. No big deal. They have Clevinger in their bullpen. Yeah, they have a lot of ex-Phillies running around out there. Anyway, Cole Hamels, 60-day injured list. So he's out. I think his career is probably over. It was a heck of a career. I mean, who knows? Maybe let's try one more comeback. But I would think this could be it for Cole Hamels. And for the Phillies, no harm without doing it, right? We talked about they should have signed him, and why not? Like, what's the harm? But it wasn't going to work. It's over. Good career. Actually, great career for Cole Hamels.
Yeah, and we don't really have to worry about that. Like, it'd be sad if this happened here.
Because we'd be hanging on the reports, like, how many is he ready? Like, when's he come back?
Right, and now his comeback here will be, whether it's next year or 2 years from now, will just be a one-day contract, a ceremony on the pitcher's mound prior to a game, a patch on a jersey, and we'll all clap and be thankful and move on.
Yeah, everyone will go home. It'll be great. All right, Jody Mack is coming next. You guys have a great night. Larry Brown's going to join Jody's show coming up, so keep listening. Jody Mack next. We'll talk tomorrow night at 6 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.